I mean, to the way I'm trying to explain it, Rabba, is that he's making the most minimal move from the pure mechanical idea of a yeshiva in a binyan to including the gavra in to incorporating some sort of a bringing the first level of unification between the Maisa Yeshiva and the structure that you're utilizing. He's saying in the structure itself, it has to be roy for a yeshiva that incorporates the binyan in the Maisa Yeshiva itself. That's a certain kind of. Now let's put it this way. He's saying it's sort of negating. It's negating an idea that it's just like Rabbi Yehuda. It's negating the concept that the sukkah is purely a structure of binyan, and the Maisa Yeshiva is just a simple Maisa Yeshiva. He's saying no. You need a binyan that accommodates a certain kind of a yeshiva. Yeshiva of the binyan itself. Now, as you have to be in the yeshiva, it has to become that you're participating in the building. It has to accommodate a type of a yeshiva that brings in the structure itself. I can't really describe it more than that, or define it more than that. But it's like a diras binyan. What I'm trying to say is like this. I'm trying to say that dira is more than the Maisa Yeshiva. Dira is describing a certain kind of an experience. Dira is a certain kind of an experience. He holds, halachically speaking, the type of dira that you need is simply the dira of the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. It has to be nothing more than that. Nothing more than a Maisa Yeshiva that includes the Cheftza of the Mitzvah itself in its experience. It's a strange kind of a category, but the point is, it's like the most minimal. The problem is you want to utilize the Sukkah like a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, but the Maisa is just sitting. Right, you're not doing like a regular Maisa Mitzvah where you're wrapping the tefillin on your arm or you're shaking the lulav. So obviously the yeshiva is the Maisa, but really it should be some sort of a tashmish of the sukkah. So he holds to be a kasha cheftza shel sukkah means that it's designed. Now you can't halachically you can't put in the maisa a mitzvah to look up in the schach. That's not a tzuras a mitzvah. No maisa. That's not part of the maisa mitzvah. But and Gil has made a good analogy to tefillin, that we have a mitzvah to be to think you have to be aware of the tefillin, but that's a different thing. That's really a din of shmiras. That's a din of shmirah because of kedushas tefillin. Because the Gemara says you learn that from the tzitz, because the tzitz has one shem Hashem, and requires a. That's more like an awareness of your behavior that you shouldn't do things that are bizui. You have to control your bodily functions. You have to you have to comport in a way that is. That is commensurate to the kedusha of the that's in line with the kedusha, but so that's a different thing. That's really like a shmira of the tefillin. But over here, that's not really your maisa of anochas tefillin. Your maisa anochas tefillin, your yotze, once you put them on, there's a different chiyuv of not putting it on and forgetting about it because of the kedusha. But the thinking about it is not really. The mitzvah is not really part of the maisa of the mitzvahs hanochas tefillin. You know what I'm saying?
It's like the result of the
exactly. Once you are in the tefillin, now you have to behave in a certain way. Right. It's part of the reality of being someone who's in tefillin. But in terms of ma'isa mitzvah, that's not part of the ma'isa mitzvah of wearing tefillin. So in terms of ma'isa mitzvah, you don't have a structure like that. Go in and look up. See, that's what I'm trying to say. That's part of the difficulty of defining the mitzvah of sukkah, that there are clear objectives, but there are limitations on the halachic structure, and there can't be a mitzvah to come into the sukkah and look up. That lacks in the ma'isa. You definitely be yotze. You have to be yotze just to sit in the sukkah. Even the other things that you're talking about, dira. I mean, you're yotze regardless. But what I'm trying to say is like this. He's saying that there's a clear idea of the ma'isa mitzvah and the chefza shel mitzvah, and there should be some unification yields. But so he holds this. How does it come about? By creating a binyan that is roy for a yeshiva nikaris. Means say that is roy for a maisa yeshiva that incorporates, in terms of the gavra, the structure itself. So normally the maisa incorporates the structure. Normally the maisa incorporates a chefza. Normally in the tzuras ha-maisa it incorporates the chefza. Like where tzitzis. Be koveya mezuzah, pick up a lulav, eat matzah. Normally the ma'isa itself is with the chefza, is done to the chefza, incorporates the chefza in the asiya. Over here, you have to appreciate the difficulty over here. Over here, it's just a ma'isa of yeshiva. Right? So he holds to incorporate the chefza, it's incorporated in a different way. It's incorporated in the sense that it is that the chefza is designed that it should be that it should accommodate that the ma'isa yeshiva itself creates an awareness of where the person is yoshev. You understand? But again, to translate it into halachic terms, it comes out to be that that's how he's defining the structure. He's saying that's a requirement in the chefza. A requirement in the chefza. We can't force in the ma'isa a utilization of the thing, but the chefza itself has to have that identity, that it's designed to bring through the normal ma'isa to bring about an awareness of the binyan itself. So it really is to create a yeshiva, a dira shell sukkah. That's how, if I would sum him up, I would say he holds the chefz has to be roy for a dira shell sukkah, meaning say a dwelling that you recognize the entity that you're in. Yeah. In other words, he's saying, right, you don't have to say this is the definition of what a sukkah is, but you're saying that since whatever a sukkah is, it has to accommodate an asiya that incorporates the chefza into the ma'isa of the yeshiva. Right? Whatever the ideas of schachar they are, whatever the requirements of schachar they are, but the sof kol sof, you're going to have to do, it has to lend it, to be a good chefta shel mitzvah, it has to lend itself to a ma'isa that makes the chefta, that incorporates the chefta. Right, is that what you mean? Okay.
Does this result in
Let's take Rava, okay? Because Rava is also an interesting type of a formulation. Let's take Rava. Okay, so what does Rava say? Rava says, Basukos teshu shivas yamim, right? Kol shivas yamim, same idiris keva, shave vidiris arai. Yeah. So what's his idea? It says, up to 20 amos, you can make a diras arai. Higher than that is the diras keva. Okay, so Abaye thought he meant what? That you need what? How did, what did Abaye thought he meant? What did Abaye think he meant? That dear, that arai is a quality in the sukkah itself, right? That you need the quality of arai in the sukkah, right? It has to be of a temporary nature, right? That's what he thought he meant. So he said, according to you, if the material is too good and the walls are too strong, it should be psula, right? Okay, so what does Rashi, what does Rava explain? So what does Rashi mean? Funny Rashi. He says, "Ad esrim amadim osa shapir dami." Right? Then it's good. It doesn't matter if you make it. Since people make it arai, so it's good. Even if you make a keva, why? Divada yesh bichlal keva arai. What does that mean? Yesh bichlal keva arai. Like included in sturdy is flimsy. Flimsy is included in. You know, as I understand, you say bichlal masayim mona. So you say within a sum of 200 is 100, because that's how you get to it. But what do you mean bichlal keva arai? It's a totally different thing. One is permanent and one is temporary. Yeah. As Rashi's trying to work it out, that he did make it arai. Why? Because keva includes arai, so he did it properly. And then he says, "Val korchach lo hikpi the Torah al harai el l'shem shir." And then he's totally switching his gears, right? And the Rashi is hard to read straight. First of all, you don't understand what he means in the beginning, that bechlal keva arai. And then he's saying, and therefore we see the Torah must have just been giving us a shir of height. Where did that come from? Yeah. Well, I mean, look at the first Rashi, right? He says, "Shivas yamim sukkah shel shiva vasulo dahainu arai." Right, a sukkah that's good for 7 days and no more—that's arai. Right. So now, what does he mean? Bechlal. So would you say that in that case, you say a sukkah that can last for 100 years includes a sukkah that can only stand for 7 days? Right, now as Rashi is negating Abaye's pshat of arai being a positive quality of arai.
What would you say should be?
Right, meaning can only last for 7 days. He's saying no, arai means something that you use for a short amount of time. Keva means something you use for a long amount of time. But if you use something for a long amount of time, it's also used for a short amount of time. First. So he's trying to negate the whole idea of defining something as arai as in a positive sense. Right? Is that what he's trying to do? And that's why he says you've got to shift to find a different expression for arai. As Rashi is trying to explain that it doesn't make sense to use arai as like a different kind of a thing from keva. It's just keva means there's a... that the same thing you would do arai, you keep doing it longer and longer. It's not like a, it doesn't make sense saying to say a quality of shivyam sulo. So therefore he's saying it must be for a shear. Now he's trying to say that it doesn't make sense. You gotta think it through. He's trying to say it doesn't make sense to say, it would be like if I told you to bring $100 and you bring $200, I'd be angry at you. Didn't I bring the $200? Did I bring the $100 inside the $200? So Torah tells you to live here for 7 days, right? So that just means you need a structure that can last for 7 days, right? You need all you need is a temporary structure, but a permanent structure has that too. Permanent structure also lasts for 7 days. What do you need the 7 days and then fall apart? But what's hard is, but then he sounds like he's junking the whole idea of arai.
Right, so because you still have that distinction if it's more than 20 ounces.
What's that?
You still have that distinction when it's more than 20 ounces. Something that's higher than 20 ounces is also going to last for 7 days.
Right, that was Michael's question. So then why can't you say higher than 20 ounces is also good? Higher than 20 ounces also, if bichlal keva is arai, so then why is there any problem with keva at all? I mean, every keva includes a rai, so then where do you ever have a psul? Yeah. Let's take a look at the Ron. I mean, the Ron certainly answers this question. Whether you think it's the same thing as Rashi now, we have to investigate. But the Ron is bothered by this problem. He says like this. Muchach bi gemara de lamata michof ama shi ru'uya shi roi l'diros arai afilu over l'diros keva shapir dami. It's mashman that way from the Gemara. It means that's what the Gemara pretty much says. So he says like this. V'nira li, what? De mishum hachi mash malon hachi. Why do they think this way? For this reason. Lefisha e efshar lomar sha Torah titzave masha e efshar lamud olav. See, this is what I was trying to say. This is what I was trying to say, boys. This is a very interesting, the whole topic is interesting in terms of it's exploring the difference between a halachic objective and then like the limits of halachic possibilities. Right? So he's saying like this. The Ron is saying that according to Rava, there is an idea of arai that the Torah demands. Right? That is, say mi diras keva v'shev v'diras arai. Sukoshel shiva v'sula. Dahainu arai. That's really the objective. That's really the main idea. That's the idea the Torah is putting forth. Leave your permanent home and sit in a house that will last for 7 days. Sit in a house that will last for 7 days. Right? But he says, so then Abaye said to him, oh, so then if you have a very strong house, it should be possible. So then Rava comes back and says, no. Although that's the idea, that's not possible to command. Because arai over here means 7 days. So he says, how can the Torah tell you build a structure that will only last for 7 days? That doesn't have the tzura of mitzvah. There's no, it's not possible for the Torah to command something that has no definite form. In terms of a ma'isa mitzvah. It has no definite form. There's no specific structure. He says, "De'beize davar nishar imabin roi l'shivul bavad oli osur mikan." Has it possible to evaluate and measure whether this building will stand for 7 days or more? So it's an impossible task. So something that's impossible to do can't be a mitzvah. Right? That just can't be a mitzvah. But yet, it's expressed as some idea of arai. Nonetheless, he's learning the drasha as expressing a need for arai. Right? So what does he do? What does he do? Mishum hachi mashmalon de b'shi'ur she'efshar she'yaseh bo diras arai talya milsa. Amazing Gemara. That's an amazing Gemara. So then it comes out, the only way he could express arai was what? Was through a requirement, through a psul of its shear. But sof kol sof, how does it work? I mean, it still seems incredulous. I mean, it still seems like it's not able to really fulfill what it wants. Because if the Torah really wants you to sit in a flimsy arai building, so if you can't do it, you can't do it. That should be the end of the story. I mean, well, what's saying? Like, I really want you to have this, but you can't have this, so you'll have something else. So, okay, so but I still don't have it. Why give me something else? I mean, and this will be like you have it. I mean, it's not. You know what I mean? So I see clearly what the Torah wants, and we see clearly why it can't do it, but how does he reinterpret it now into Shir? I mean, what does that do? Right? It's like saying, I want you to be happy now, but I know it's not possible for you to be happy, so we'll just call you happy. You know what I mean? Halachic reality is not going to. So now we're going to say what? You're in a DRSRI because you could have made it a RI. It's not a DRSRI. I look around. I feel secure. I feel very secure. I mean, the idea of a RI is very appropriate to the idea of Midbar. because they never knew when they would have to move. They were reliant day by day on Hashem. So you should feel that that is a very appropriate type of an idea for sukkahs. But can't have it, you can't have it. Yeah. So I think the idea is like this, that when the Torah says shave bedira, when the Torah says basukas teshu shivas yomim, right, and we learn that there's a requirement of arai, we're not saying that there should be in the gavra an experience of arai. That's what Abaye apparently thought. It had something to do with that. It has to be that the Maisa Dira itself is with a structure that is very flimsy. Okay, it has nothing to do with it has nothing to do with the cheftza of the. It's not a quality of a rye that we need. It's not that we need the quality of a rye. Sometimes we need a quality. Sometimes a quality is something that we need, like an esrog has to be beautiful. That's part of what an esrog is. Hiddur is part of what it is. So sometimes the quality is part of what you need, right? But over here, Rava is saying it can't be the Torah is requiring a quality of arai. What is it then? What we need from the sukkah is the idea of arai. That's all we need from the sukkah. It's not a din. It's a din that the cheftza of this mitzvah of sukkah should be able to express a concept of arai. Should be able to express an idea that reflects the purpose of the mitzvah. It should be capable of conveying the concept of the experience of the of leman yedi dor sechem kibusukos shavtis bnei Israel. So in that sense, the chefs of the mitzvah is just a vehicle to a certain recognition of an idea. And Rava holds that, of course, primarily it's preferable for there to be in the structure itself the limud, right? There should be a limud in the structure itself. But he holds, if it can't be in the structure itself, you have to look for an expression, any expression that is capable, any expression that will take the fullest expression that the cheftz of the mitzvah allows for. You have to darshan the posuk to see in which element of the mitzvah is the expression to be found. But ultimately, my question before was, if the Torah wants you to be in a flimsy building, how does it help to turn it into a strong building that can't be higher than 20 amos? How does that help? So the answer, of course, is that the premise was wrong. There's no requirement. It's not an idea that you should experience living in a flimsy building. Then you can't substitute that. You can't say, well, I want you to feel the shaking of the walls and the imminent collapse of this structure. I want you to live in a way that you really feel like the walls are coming down. But since I can't, you can live in concrete as long as it's not higher than 20 amos. There's no remnant of the idea in that. There's no substitute for that original idea, right? So that's what I'm saying. You have to realign. You have to think about it in a way that it is possible to have a substitute, and that is the whole idea from the beginning till the end is that the cheftza of the mitzvah of sukkah should reflect a certain concept. That's it. The cheftza of the mitzvah shel sukkah should reflect a certain idea of arai. It's not the experience it's not the experience that we're looking for, it's the limud that we're looking for. A cheftza shel mitzvah, this kind of a cheftza shel mitzvah he holds, is not, has a certain purpose in limud. Like matzah has a purpose in limud, mara has a purpose in limud, right? It's really, we do as much as we can to give us the greatest level of limud possible through the cheftza. But if it's not possible to have it in the structure itself, it can find somewhere else in the halachic structure to have an expression. Even it could even be reduced down just to a psul in the shir, just to an idea that I know I can't make the sukkah higher than 20 amos because of arai. That's enough to reflect the concept of arai in the cheftza shel mitzvah. Only able to. No, he's saying you can't implant the concept of arai into the sukkah in actuality. So the only way it could be incorporated into sukkah is by negating the possibility of its. By saying you can't have something that negates the possibility of arai. In other words, a person should look at sukkah and reflect, and it should reflect some idea of arai. Of course, the best way would be if you look at it and you see arai, but that's efshar. It's not possible. So therefore, in other words, I'm trying to say it like this: there's a certain halachic objective of conveying an idea, and there's a cheftza of mitzvah. But what is the cheftza shel mitzvah really? It's a vehicle of expressing this idea. So naturally, it will express it in the fullest possible way, in the best possible way that it can. So we would prefer to have it expressed in an overt fashion. But once we see that can't be, then we must dial it back and say, no, it must be just reflected in its halachic requirements, not in its actual manifestation. Well, that shows you, I mean, according to Rava, that's what we say, without limud, there's no asiyah. Right, without limud ha-mitzvahs, you really are not fulfilling the mitzvah properly, because he holds that there's a kiyum of knowing about this idea of arai, but without a proper limud, nobody would be aware of it. So you see, limud is not just so you know what to do; it's that you know what you're doing. Right, because someone can tell me what to do, but that doesn't mean I know what I'm doing. So without the limud is mevi lidei maisa, means more than just in the practical sense. It brings you to the true activity. But you see from this, I mean, it's an amazing thing that there is an objective of expressing the idea of arai in the cheftza shel mitzvah, and it only finds this expression in shir. The very concept, in other words, the cheftza shel mitzvah really is a conceptual entity. An entity that reflects concepts, that's the ikar. It's not that we want to replicate living in, it's not like we're doing like a civil war, reenactment over here. Right? It's not like a reenactment. Certainly if you hold on and they are covered, it's not a reenactment. But it's not a reenactment. It's we do actions that reflect ideas, right? That's why some say that if you don't say matzah zu and pesach zu and you don't say those things, then you're not yotzei the mitzvah. We plain pshat is you are yotzei the mitzvah, you're just not yotzei bishlemusa, but it still shows you the nature of the thing. It still shows you the nature of the ma'aseh mitzvah.